Thoughts on Jake's performance first week out?
Thought he played a really solid game. Did a nice job. Took care of the ball. Was accurate. Solid start.
What's it like to have JoJo Phillips in the wide receiver room first play out? I think it was 2 targets, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah. He's an explosive player, and we've known that since he got here. Just needed a little time to develop. He was a basketball player in high school. I think he played 1 year of high school football. So when he got here, he's pretty raw as far as just his football knowledge goes, but he is getting better every day.
What would you like from T.J. Woods in the run game and the offensive line?
I thought they were solid, too. You know, we 179 yards rushing was a solid start. We left a few yards out there. I think we can do better, but off to a good start. I was pleased with our ability to move the chains and keep drives alive and did some good things.
Is that the plan going forward, to continue to split the reps with LJ and Hinkley like that?
Yeah, you're going to see both those guys all year. You'll still see Miles as well. I thought Miles did a really good job in the time that he got in there, and we plan on playing Pokai this year too.
Describe all four of those guys, because all four guys can contribute, but they're elusive in their own way.
Yeah, I would say they're all more similar than they are different, though. I mean, they each have a few things they do differently, but they can all run the whole offense. You know, we want 3 skilled backs, guys that can run it, guys that can catch out of the backfield, and guys that are good blockers. And that's the way to get on the field here at running back.
What takeaways did you like from the offense? What things you're trying to improve this week going into SMU?
Well, we need to finish those 2 drives in the second quarter. You know, I thought that was one thing we could have done better. And then no turnovers was one of the highlights of the game, but we did put the ball on the ground twice, and luckily we got them back. That's something we can work on.
Describe the leadership from a guy like Caleb Etienne, who maybe didn't have the best season he wanted to, but then was outstanding on Saturday.
He was. He played well. I was proud of him. You know, he, like a lot of our players, you know, Jake's one of them. We learned a lot of tough lessons last year, and you know, now is the time to show that we've learned from our mistakes in the past. You know, and I think Caleb played a really solid game. You know, hasn't arrived yet or anything like that, but it was off to a good start and what I expected him to do.
A lot of fans, give fans perspective, a lot of people don't get the chance to see what it's like year 2, you know, after coming in as being a transfer, playing now at the T5 level. Just talk about that transition for a player, you know, in your
season. Well, every year, you know, the game slows down as you play more, and then the game really slows down as you play more, you play more in the same offense. You know, I think it's one thing to be, you know, a sophomore or junior, but when you've played 3 or 4 years in the same offense, you know, you have a chance for success. And I think that's the case with Caleb now. It's his second year in the offense, and it's his 3rd or 4th year of college football. And so I expect him to just keep getting better.
You're a play caller, and I've described it, you know, with play action, like taking candy from a baby, very aggressive play caller. What's it like to do that with multiple weapons in the wide receiver and tight end?
Well, that's part of what we want to do here. Is we want to run the football and we want to throw it down the field, and we want people to have to defend all of our skill players. We don't want to be a team where you know, we want you to have to honor everybody that's out there. Anybody on the field might touch it.
I think in other programs there might be like, this is the designated guy that can go for 100 every week. When you look at the wide receiver room, any one of those guys can go all for that. How dynamic is to have those guys in that room?
Yeah, that's a good point. We want, you know, all those guys are going to have to know that one game it might be your night, another game it might be the other guy's night, and I think all those guys understand that, and they all just want to win. And as long as we stick together as a team, we got a great chance to win a lot of games this year.
How excited are you to get Darius Lassiter back this week?
Very. Darius is a good player, and he's one of those transfers that's second year in this offense now, 4th year of college football. I expect him to have a good year.
What are you seeing on film from SMU's defense?
Very good defense, very athletic. They know what they're doing. They're really good at their system. Excellent team. I mean, it's a big step up from what we've been dealing with, what we had to deal with last week. And we got a big challenge on our hands.
Last thing for me, off-topic question. What's your favorite road, you know, game snack to have when you're out there, Coach?
Road game snack. Oh, man. I don't know. Usually just probably the gummy bears that they leave on my seat on the plane. I like those.
What were your takeaways from the 2 rule changes, the head-to-head communication with the quarterback and the iPads? How did you feel it went the first game?
It was great. You know, I thought things went really smoothly with the headset. First of all, we didn't have any hiccups there. And that was nice to be able to talk to the quarterback during the game. I try not to talk too much because I don't want to be thinking about too many things. But, you know, it's nice to be able to call a play and give him a little reminder before the snap. And then the iPads, it's amazing. You can watch pretty much the whole series. Most of the time when I was able to watch the whole series and then talk about it with our staff or with our players. Now, the other team can do that too. But I really enjoyed it and looking forward to becoming more efficient with it as we go along.
Is that just going to prepare guys at this level for the professional level, that the mics and the helmets and the iPads now?
I think so. I mean, yeah, there's some similarities there, sure. And I think a lot of the things we do are very pro style. So I hope that, you know, our quarterbacks, you know, we're intentional about trying to develop quarterbacks for the NFL. So that's part of it. But I think that you're going to see that just a lot of growth in college, you know, as people learn how to use those tools more efficiently.
Probably saw the news. Jaren Hall got picked up by the Seattle Seahawks.
He actually told me on Friday that he thought that's what was going to happen, and you know, he didn't want to jinx it, but he said, "I'm pretty sure that's what's happening. It might be a couple days," but so I was excited for him. Yeah, it's a good situation for him.
How did Sonny Moccasini kind of perform in his first college start?
Solid job. Yeah. He's been really steady in camp, and you know, it was his first game, so there's a few things to clean up, but thought he played well.
He's obviously ruined his batting 1,000 percentage, but at one point, every kiss to JoJo Phillips went for a touchdown. I think he's just below that now at this point. What is it about this kid where it seems like he has a knack for not only finding the ball, but also the end zone?
Well, JoJo has a lot of tools. He's long and fast, and he is just a worker. He doesn't say much. He just works every day. Very humble kid, and he was a basketball player mostly in high school, played 1 year of high school football. So when he first got here, he was pretty raw. But he just gets better and better every day, and he's going to be a good player here.
Is he an example of what the forehand redshirt rule can do for a kid, give him a little bit of experience, but still let him kind of grow and develop?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. We were very intentional about what we did last year with him. You know, he wasn't ready early in the season, but we knew that his overall ability was right up there with our best players, and so what we tried to do was just train him, bring him along during the season, and then in those last four games we just threw him out there, and he did a good job. The stage wasn't too big for him, and then he's just had a great off season. So I expect him to just keep improving and be a big part of our team.
Speaking of improving, I think Todd had his first, you know, career season as a Cougar. Overall performance on size evolved.
Yeah, Tava was just a real hard-nosed, you know, blue-collar guy for us last year, and I think he had one catch the whole season. And we just felt like, you know, we need to be intentional about throwing him the football. He's a good receiver, and we want to make teams have to honor him on the field, that it's not just, you know, run and he's at the point of attack. You know, he's going to be involved in the passing game, and he's going to do more things for our team this year than he did last year.
With Cody Hagan coming back from the mission and getting right in, is that just an anomaly, or is this the new age of kind of the return missionary that will come home more ready, it seems like?
Yeah, I mean, usually don't make extreme statements, but he's in the best shape. He came home in the best shape of any return missionary I've ever seen. So, and that he was ready to go. And then he's a really smart guy. He learned our offense in a hurry. He's got a smart brother that sits in my room with the quarterbacks, and he has learned the offense quickly. He's still a little bit down the depth chart, but went in the game the other night and knew what he was doing, made a nice play, and he's got a really bright future here.
What does it do for play calling options for you to have the tight end room be able to run, you know, a 19-yard route instead of, because I think both of his targets last year were within 9 yards or so.
Yeah.
What does it do for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, that's part of what we're trying to do is we want to make the defense have to respect every player on the field. You know, we don't want to have anybody out there that you don't cover that guy. He never touches the ball. And, you know, it doesn't mean it's equal for everybody, but as long as we can make the other team honor all of our skill players, I think we can be a dangerous offense.
Thank